Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. The thoughts racing through your head as you pace the floor. Thinking back on the last time you said something would be the last time. When you said you weren't going to give up on yourself while everyone else is already doubting you. Why would you add on to the fire that was already put in front of you to block you from your destiny since birth? Don't be your own worst enemy, making excuses for unhealed trauma, confirming your lack of ability to connect with anyone because you're scared of this not being the last situation that causes you to stop believing in the unknown. Holding on to the time lost, but not accepting the time gained. Then, after you're done pacing the floor, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you realize no one is rooting against you but you. Untapped potential. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. And today we're going to be talking about my poem, Untapped Potential, and what does that mean in my opinion. Untapped potential is the lack of faith in yourself and your abilities, and it's also a factor of you allowing a lot of things that you might have dealt with in your life to cause you to believe in the negative parts of yourself more than the positive parts of yourself. And that alone will end up putting you against yourself. And then once other people add to the fire, it just makes it worse because you might start resonating with what they're saying and what you're saying, and you're just beating yourself down more and more. And then next thing you know, you've wasted all this time, quote unquote, by not putting forth the effort towards your goals instead of working past those doubts and proving those doubts wrong. Like, no, I can do this, and I will do this, and it's gonna get done, regardless of how hard I have to try. I was talking on the phone with my best friend the other day, and I told him it's crazy that we're willing to work under somebody else at a job and help their dreams grow more. They're already millionaires. Versus us putting forth the necessary effort and the hard work and dedication towards our own goals and making those sacrifices to push ourselves to where we need to be or where we want to be. And we settle so much for what's easy, but yet we complain about it. And I like to say that we can't complain about the things that we aren't willing to change or improve on. Whenever you're complaining, you're acknowledging the fact that you don't need to be there. You're acknowledging the fact that there is something that doesn't sit right with you in your spirit, but it's a lack of care for yourself, really, to take yourself out of those places where you're not valued. And not putting yourself back in them. Like, it's a difference between saying, oh, I'm not going to be here anymore, and leaving and staying gone and moving on from it and evolving from it, and leaving and coming back because you didn't find what you were looking for on the other side, I guess. But that, to me, is kind of slapping yourself in the face because you're telling yourself, no, this is all you can get. And that's not true. So in my poem, I say that the mind is a terrible thing to waste because it is. We are our own worst enemy because our mind, we convince ourselves in our mind that things will always be this way and that it's okay. And these thoughts racing through your head are going to be constant confirmation because that's the only thing you're paying attention to. Even if there is a lot of positivity around you or good things happening, you're so focused on the negative. And I'm speaking from experience because that's all I would do. There was no positivity in my life. Somebody could give me $1,000. I'd be like, oh, okay, thanks. Like a freaking zombie. And that's because I had watered myself down so much to be able to fit into other people's mold. And whenever it's the right situations, you won't have to change anything about yourself. It will fit you without you having to try extra hard. And if you do have to change, it's improvement. It's not a negative change. It's not a, oh, you're not good enough. You need to be skinnier. You need to be prettier. You need more makeup. You need your nails done. You need to walk like this, have this Gucci bag, and then you get noticed. No, you can walk in the room of people that love and care about you and get that same acknowledgement as you would get with all those other things, except one of them is genuine and the other one you're having to pretend to be somebody that you're not just to be accepted, or pretend to be somebody you're not just to feel validated, because you're not validating yourself. You're not staying true to yourself and who you are and being like, no, I was made to be different. And I will be that, and I will be myself. And either you accept it or you don't. But I'm content enough with myself to the point where it doesn't matter if you accept me or not. And it's not coming off as cocky or rude. It's just more of, I would rather be alone or in a different space in my life than to settle for less than what I deserve. So also in my poem, I said, thinking back to the last time you said something would be the last time. It kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about taking yourself out of those situations and then putting yourself back because, oh, the outside, the unknown is scary and I don't know what to expect, so I'm going to go back to what I know. But you can't say that it's going to be the last time and go back on your word, because then you can't even trust yourself. And if you can't trust yourself and you can't trust other people, then that's, I don't know what you're going to do. Like, wait a minute. Like, somebody has to be trustworthy around here. And then everything starts with us. If we don't trust ourselves, we're going to start attracting untrustworthy people, and our outside is going to reflect from our inside. So the more that we become closer to who we want to be, or just the better versions of ourselves, we're going to attract people that are on that same type of path, that same type of journey as us, and we're going to be in a good enough mindset to accept it versus us trying to accept it in the time. Versus us trying to accept it as we are now. If we aren't healed and from a previous breakup or a friendship falling out or something like that, and a good friendship, a good, stable, healthy friendship presents itself to us, we're not going to know what to do with it because, one, we're not healed, and two, we're waiting for the ball to drop when something bad actually does happen. And even if nothing bad is happening, we might self-sabotage by causing something bad to happen just to validate our mind and our thought process of, ha, I told you so. I knew something bad was going to happen. Well, yeah, it is going to happen because you caused it to happen. Like, that's your fault. And that's, it's not good to tell ourselves that we don't accept, or that we shouldn't accept better than what we deserve, what we feel like we deserve. Because we deserve wonderful things. We deserve healthy relationships and healthy friendships and supportive friendships and I love yous and hugs and affection, compassion, sensitivity, patience, all of those things. And then also in my poem, I say, don't be your own worst enemy, which kind of goes back to what I was just saying, because we are our own worst enemy. We fight ourselves before the world even gets a chance to fight us. And by that time we get home from fighting ourselves and fighting the world, we don't have any fight left. We have to be able to lean on ourselves first and whatever higher power you might believe in. But I would personally lean on God for my strength. But for the most part, we have to be, it starts with us, essentially. Even if I did get the things that I felt like I prayed about and, oh, I really want this house. And God is like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I want that house right there. And you're like, okay. And I get, you get the house. And it's got freaking holes in the ceiling. You can't walk through the floor without feeling like you're going to fall through it. The stairs are falling apart. You're going to have to spend $200,000 on just repairs alone. You didn't have enough money for it. So you can't even live in the house that you just bought. But that's what you wanted, though. And it looked good from the outside. And not from the inside. Perception is deception. But also it's about the timing of everything. If I am not in, like I said earlier, in the right headspace to receive those things, it doesn't matter if I receive it or not, because I'm gonna mess it up. I might be praying for something, or I might be believing that something's gonna happen, and then it happens and I don't know how to treat it the way it needs to be treated, because I haven't even learned how to treat myself the way I need to be treated. I haven't learned how to be there for myself. I haven't learned how to love myself, nurture myself, do everything that I need to do. And I used to feel like I didn't need to do that for myself. I used to feel like, I guess, I don't know what I used to think, to be honest. I guess it was just going to fall out the sky. Like, who's going to do it for you? But you have to be your own biggest fan. Also in the poem, I say, confirming your lack of ability to connect with anyone because you're scared that this not... You're scared of this not being the last situation that causes you to stop believing in the unknown. So I used to cut myself off from connecting with people or getting too close to people from traumatic experiences in my life. I used to believe that everybody or everything that got close to me hurt me. So don't get close to me and I won't get hurt. And then eventually I started being alone a lot. And I was like, okay, And that's fine. It's whatever. I guess this is just my season. You know, I'm just supposed to be by myself. And then whenever I was around other people, and they started mirroring me and showing me how I was acting and how I was responding and just a lot of stuff about myself that I didn't notice personally by being by myself, I realized that I was pushing people away and that I wasn't allowing space for relationships and things like that to even blossom into anything. And that was because of me being scared of the same things happening. But it goes back to what I said earlier. We can't control those things. If it happens, it happens. But it's also more or less the fact of why didn't I believe that I deserved good friendships? Why did I believe that my life was gonna be the ultimate tale of traumas? Like, everything was gonna be traumatic. Everything was gonna be survival mode. Everything was gonna be a struggle. And I felt like that was just the narrative, and that was only just supposed to be a season. If that, it probably wasn't even supposed to be like that in the first place. But I convinced myself that that was my life. And after a while, I was like, this is why everything, like, it's a domino effect. Once I started to open up more, once you open up to the world opens up to you. Once you're closed off to the world is closed off to you. And I didn't understand that until I started doing a lot of the opposite of what I used to do to try to change the narrative that it's always been, like, not only for myself but for the people around me. I wanted to allow people to learn who I was, to be open without it being forced, just trying to connect with people. And it has been a rocky journey because the default settings keep wanting to pop back up, but for the most part it has been a beautiful journey because it has helped me to find myself and to learn more about others and get more knowledge about experiences, different viewpoints from different walks of life, and just building relationships, healthy relationships, and telling myself that I do deserve those healthy relationships, and I do deserve healthy friendships, and good conversations about things that aren't bad, like that aren't negative. And seeing so many things that took away from my original thought process of everything being negative it's taken away a lot of my doubts that I've had. And then in the second part of that, I said, because you stop believing in the unknown. Okay. That causes you to stop believing in the unknown. So believing in the unknown to me is just stepping out on faith and being like, okay, I don't know what the outcome of this could be. I just see the step in front of me, so I'm gonna take it. And then there's another step, and I'm gonna take that one. And by the time you're done taking all these steps and you look around, you're in the prayer that you asked for probably 2 years ago. And you're not even paying attention to the blessing that you're in because you're so worried about where you're not or where you want to be and not where you are. And whenever I moved to where I am now, I didn't realize that I was exactly where I prayed for. I'm thinking about it right now, but I'm exactly where I prayed for. I was like, God, I really want to start being able to focus on myself more. Like, I'm pouring into everybody. I don't have nothing left to give. I'm tired. Like, I really just want to focus on my goals and get to where I need to be and find out who I am first. And that's exactly where I am. And there's a pastor that I watch, and he said that that's a part of the steps that God does, is he puts us in a place for certain things to develop, because if we aren't in that specific place, things might not happen the way that they need to happen, even if it doesn't look like where we want it to be. There's a reason why we're there. And when I moved here, I just thought, oh, I'm just moving here to be closer to family. But a whirlwind of stuff has started just happening for me back to back to back. And it didn't start out like that, but once I got in the right spaces and the right mindset, everything changed. And it's so beautiful to watch it, like, fall into place. And it's exactly what I prayed for and then some. And this is only the beginning, but it is a stepping out on faith thing, and just believing. Just believing in yourself and the abilities to accomplish your goals. But back to what the preacher was saying, he said that God puts us in a place and then he gives us purpose. We find purpose, and then we find the person, and then, like, it's steps to it. It's not always going to be like that per se. Everybody's journey is different, but me personally, that is the direction that it's going in, as far as finding a place and finding purpose and growing into the person that I need to be able to better accept the next steps in my life. So I'm gonna close it out with this last part of my poem of, then after you're done pacing the floor, you look at yourself in the mirror and realize no one's rooting against you but you. And that is intense, because as I said earlier, we are our own worst enemy, and we will convince ourselves that the rest of the world is against us because we're against ourselves. It's all about projection. People project their insecurities onto you, and you do the same to them, and after a long time of doing that, you start to believe the lies that you're telling yourself. But you deserve way more than you believe that you do. You can accomplish everything that you put your mind to and then some. You can do amazing things once you take those doubts out of your head and replace them with things that will nurture your growth and push you towards your full potential. And every step is necessary. Every step matters. Growth is not meant to be fast. Whenever you get a cut on your leg and it's bleeding really bad, it's bleeding, bleeding, bleeding for a few days. You put a Band-Aid on it. You might clean it up and get, you know, clean the blood up, put a Band-Aid. And then after a while, it heals. You don't need the Band-Aid anymore. And then it heals some more, and it's just a scar. And it's not bleeding anymore. It's all about the process. The scars are still going to be there. because they're still telling your story. But that doesn't mean that we need to stay in the same mindset as we were when we were bleeding. We have to grow with our healing. But I'm going to close it out with that. I hope you have a wonderful day and you are amazing. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. Have a good one. Bye.